The Dave McGillivray Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGillivrayFoundation.org for more information.
B-Pod Studios.
The Sports Hub. They get you going.
In fairness, we have to make up for not watching the game.
Every day.
I might watch a baking show.
Toucher and Rich.
What do you expect me to do? Watch every basketball game?
On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Now Jones, under center, flanked by two teammates. He steps back, two steps, takes the knee at the 10,
boys.
And the Patriots take a win back to New England. They hold on to the top spot in the AFC, and they now have a game and a half lead over Buffalo with a win on the road here in Orchard Park in the first of two meetings for these AFC East foes.
Big boy win right there. Big boy win.
See, like, give me Britney or Ariana Grande or the Biebs, like, a million times out of a million over this.
Well, this is my favorite Christmas.
This is?
Yeah.
What are you, my 80-year-old grandmother? What, well, like, you love Elvis?
Unfortunately, my grandmother loved Elvis, and I like Elvis, too.
Ay.
Plus, what's the difference between Britney Spears and Elvis? Well, besides their looks. I mean, they both were people that were hired to read other people's songs.
Yeah, I just, you know. I'm not disrespecting the career of Elvis, just not really. I don't really get people our age who go. You go around listening to Elvis, like you're like, I feel like listening to some Elvis.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
I've never understood that. There's plenty of, you know, acts and performers that are.
Do you like the Beatles? Know,
yes. So
you
that's what, that's
what just
I
just go around.
That's what I was just
going to
say. Sure. I wouldn't say I do that frequently, but sure. But, you know, and so I that's something that that's my personal taste. Elvis, not my personal taste. That's all I'm telling
okay.
you. So I said a 100 times out of 100, I'd take all these pop acts that I've been suggesting for Christmas songs over Elvis. Not really my thing, but I get it. And there's plenty of old acts I like. Elvis just isn't one of them. That's all.
Okay. Well, Chuck Berry.
Yeah.
Okay. What about, like, Alvin and the Chipmunks?
Alvin and the Chipmunks? No.
Yeah. How about Charlie Brown?
Sure, I could get down with some Charlie
what
Brown.
What do you
sure.
like?
I've been what do you mean, what do I like? I just gave you a bunch of suggestions that we've been playing
all
morning.
Do you like
morning.
Any old classics?
Not,
Rudolph?
I mean, not really.
Frosty?
No, I don't really like old stuff. No, I don't. I don't. Some stuff, but
did
not
you,
a ton of
did
it.
Did you like the JTT Christmas movie that I don't know the name of? You know, I met Jonathan Taylor Thomas once. He came to my house. I had a party once.
Hang on. There's so much there. So first of all, no, I've not seen that movie. Second of all, you met JTT, and just as I'm wrapping my head around that, I had to go, he's also been to your home?
Yeah, exactly. Home Improvement. I think it's called I'll Be Home for Christmas is the JTT
movie. Okay, but I don't care about the movie. So not only have you met him, he's been in inside your house?
Yeah, actually, this is kind of an odd story. But Jonathan Taylor Thomas went to school locally here.
Okay.
He was a college kid.
Okay. Oh, so college. Okay.
Yeah, and there was a group of people that I knew went to school with him, and he came with them to a party at my house.
Really?
And JT, it didn't go over well.
Why not?
Because everyone was making fun of, they were busting JTT's chops.
Oh, so he was no longer Tiger Beat JTT. Where did he go to college? I'm looking this up now.
Oh, my God. What school was it?
Harvard.
Yeah, he went to Harvard. There you go. But some people.
I'm sure he earned that.
Why do I have Harvard friends? I don't know.
No, I'm sure he earned that. I'm sure he. That was completely something that he earned on the up and up.
But it happened. He came over to Hyde Park, Mass. I said, "What are you doing here?" Whoa. I did the whole Tool the Tim the Tool Man Taylor or whatever his name is.
Pretend like you don't know who Tim Allen is.
No, I love Tim Allen. Okay. He's in the Santa Claus movies. He does the whole Toy Story guy.
Yeah, no, yeah, you don't have to explain Tim Allen to me. I was saying that don't pretend you don't know who Tim Allen is.
I loved Pam Anderson was on the show. She was a tool timer.
Yes.
And then they had the neighbor Wilson with the fence.
Yep. Yeah,
yeah, watched all that stuff.
Okay, you just sounded like you were just kind of glazing
over. JTT was at my house once.
How was he?
He was cool. He wanted a party.
But everybody wasn't letting him.
We were just like, this is weird.
Everyone just wasn't letting him be.
No, it didn't work out.
They were all like, Brad was better looking.
Yeah, pretty much. But it was just weird. We're like, how the hell did this happen?
Huh.
By the way, I've told this to Nick before, but there's a band. My friend was in a band. They weren't big, but... he's like, oh, yeah, you know, like, oh, these guys are coming over, Jesse and a couple of other guys. And I'm like, all right, cool. And it was the band Brand New, who was kind of huge. They made, like, a lot of
albums. I've heard of them. I wouldn't say I'm overly familiar with their catalog. Nick, fan? Yes? Thumbs up?
Yeah.
Fan. Okay.
And, yeah, hung out with them, and I, like, didn't know who they were, and I didn't care. Mm-hmm. But JTT and Jesse Lazy have been to my house.
That's what I was just going to ask. You haven't just met them. They've been inside your home.
Party.
Wow. He's a happening guy, this Joe Burry. You know,
I knew a lot of people back in the day.
Yeah.
Nowadays, nobody's really. They're like, oh, Joe's on the radio now.
No one's coming over anymore.
Not really, no.
They're probably afraid of the air fryer. You know, there's been some accidents with those things over the years.
Yeah, have you ever seen This Is Us?
Well, spoiler alert, I'm not sure I've seen that episode. But yes, I've seen it.
By the way, that show, I know people are going to be like, oh, I don't watch that show. Man, that thing pulls the heartstrings.
Yeah, you know what? I'm all for crappy TV. I watch plenty of crappy, embarrassing things on television, mostly of the reality TV variety. So I'm not really one to shame. When I watch that, my wife tries to get me to watch that, and I can't get into that.
It's crushing.
I can't get into that.
Like you'll watch
they burn
the
their
show.
House down with the air fryer. That's what happened on the episode. Again, spoiler alert. That's what happened. Among many things that happened, it's just a continuous.
The house burned down.
Bad sequence of events. I can't get into it. I can't get into it.
I mean, the house burned down because of a malfunction.
Well, maybe that's why no one comes over your house anymore, Joe. That's what I'm saying.
I unplugged the air fryer.
You never know. A couple drinks start going around. Somebody wants to break out the air fryer.
I'll stick my shoe in there if we want to try it.
Next thing you know, disaster. Maybe that's why the JTTs and the brand new don't come over your home anymore.
Back in the day, though, it was a party. Okay. It was a party. Well, you said you lived in Mission Hill once, right? That used to be a party central over there. There used to be a party down there. I'd be like, all right, cool. Who's that? Which one?
Yeah, I lived there. When I was in college, I lived there for, and shortly after college, I lived there for a long time. I don't remember Jonathan Taylor Thomas ever stumbling into my home, though. Not that I recall.
But anyways, he had a Christmas movie and was at my house once.
Okay. Just do me a favor. When you're on next year around Christmas, if you're on next year around Christmas, maybe include that in an email. Say, hey,
Do you think he knew he was at my house?
Maybe now he does. What's he doing now?
He's kind of big, isn't he? What's he doing now?
What's he doing now? Nothing.
He hasn't made anything since 2015.
Last I saw, he was a man of the house. I think that's the last thing I saw. Is that what it was called?
2015, Last Man Standing, a television show.
No. Are you talking about Tim Allen or are you talking about JTT?
Oh, JTT.
JTT was on Last Man's. That's Tim Allen's show, I believe.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
They have Al on. 2015. They should have had Al Borland on, too.
Whatever happened to Al Borland?
He was terrible at hosting Family Feud.
Yeah, that was bad.
Richard Karn was a bad Family Feud host.
He had a good beard.
And
though.
I don't mean, like bad off the air. I mean like bad on the air. Oh, some of the other hosts they've had.
Great,
bad on the air.
Great beard.
Yeah, good beard. Yeah.
Good beard.
Yeah. Steve Harvey, very good on The Feud. I enjoy Steve Harvey very much on The Feud.
Who does not love Steve Harvey?
Is this true? Is Steve Harvey now going to be a TV judge? Did I hear that? Okay, I had heard this through the grapevine. I'm not sure that's true. But somebody had told me I had heard that Steve Harvey is now going to be like a daytime TV judge, a la like Judge Judy.
January 4th. Yes, an hour episode. He'll be a variety of conflicts and characters his own courtroom.
So now that sounds great.
Yeah.
I don't want to suggest. I mean, I know it's now Rich and Jones, or Jones and Rich is now the show. We bump Fred to Knights, as was suggested earlier today. So I don't want to like suggest any bits, but there may be some content there with Steve Harvey adjudicating fart courts and things like that, I'd imagine. 617-779-0985. We got a little sidetracked there by Joe's JTT story. And thankfully, it's a wonderful story. I'd never heard that before. I'm fascinated that JTT has been in your home. I do want to get back to the Patriots. What happens if they lose? This is a team that we thought should be the one seed. It's a team we thought had Super Bowl aspirations. What if they lose? Disappointing for sure. Is it a failure if they lose this weekend? Let's get to that next.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
To make a great sports talk radio show work, you got to know when to talk.
Did you take anything specifically away from that game?
And when to listen.
What did we really learn about this team yesterday?
John, that is the exact question Rich just asked.
Thanks.
Is that right?
For listening.
How did I miss that?
To Toucher and Rich on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
It's been over 40 years since the team has won a game running that two times in the game. He's passing that two times. Is that embarrassing?
I mean, what kind
Boy,
of question?
Boy, what are we doing, bro?
What kind of question is that?
It's a question. The nation's
going to
be criticizing you.
All right. I think we keep 7 points.
Yeah,
14 to 10.
14 to 10. Is that the final score?
We made stops when we had to. They had one big run. I mean, they got good backs. They kept coming back to a couple runs. I mean, I don't know how you want us to answer that question.
That's funny. Well, we'll remember that. I'll remember that.
Thanks.
This goes in this respect. It's all about respect. I come here every single week and I answer your questions truthfully, honestly. I appreciate you guys. Don't do that.
Okay, so that's Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde from a few weeks ago when the Patriots went into Buffalo and beat the Bills. You know, not only at stake this weekend is potentially any competition in the AFCs going forward. Like, this is Buffalo's last gasp to challenge in the division. Because the Jets aren't going to do it. I'm skeptical the Dolphins will do it. Maybe you believe in them more than I do. And it's Adam Jones, Joe Murray, in for Toucher and Rich this morning. Maybe you believe in Miami more than I do. This is the last gasp hope for Buffalo to give the Patriots a run, I think, going forward in the division. Like, this is a chance to stand up to the Patriots. Let's say they do, Joe. Let's say the Bills take care of business. You're more bullish on Buffalo than I am. I think the Patriots are going to win this weekend. I don't want to spoil your pick for later tonight on television. But sounds like you like Buffalo. You're on the Buffalo side in this one. And you're certainly more bullish on them than I am. So let's say the Bills do take care of business. A couple of weeks ago, we're talking about the Patriots as the number one seed in the AFC, bye week, the road to the Super Bowl goes through Foxborough. If they lose back-to-back games, Joe, you can pretty much, statistically anyway, kiss the division goodbye. They drop to like 13% chance of winning the division and like 1% chance of winning the AFC, according to 538. If they win, they still have a good chance at the one seed, like better than 1-3, and the division is borderline locked up if they win this weekend. So those really are the stakes, right? And that's just a statistical model, but that helps frame the picture a little bit. It's a de facto AFC East title game. If you lose, and I'm not picking them to lose, if you lose, you're probably not winning the division. You're almost definitely not the one seed. You're on the cusp of falling out of the playoffs. So I ask this. compared to our preseason expectations, this year has been a wild success, right? At least my preseason expectations. This year has been a wild success. I didn't think they'd be a playoff team. I didn't think they would be as good as they had looked the previous handful of weeks before Indy on Saturday night. If they lose a couple of games and they don't win the division and they're definitely not the one seed and they're fighting just to make the playoffs, have things kind of gone off the rails? It's not only disappointing, is it a failure from where they were at a couple of weeks ago? And not to cross sports, Joe, but it's very Red Sox-ish.
Don't bring that up.
It's very Red Sox. It's like, okay, we didn't think they were going to be anything in the offseason. Then they turned into something. Then they had one of the best records in baseball, and they fell off and barely made the playoffs. They backed in on the last day of the year. And they ended up making a run in the postseason, but they barely made the, by the skin of their teeth, they made the playoffs. Like, were they failing by the end of the year? My feeling was yes. I would have a similar feeling about the Patriots. If, and I don't think they're going to, but if they lose, like, man, how we were feeling 2 weeks ago really goes out the window, and we all kind of sound like idiots because they're barely going to be backing into the playoffs or attempting to back into the playoffs if you lose this weekend. That's how much things can shift on a dime if you lose to Buffalo.
Yeah, I was going to use the Red Sox comparison as well as a team that, hey, despite them not going to the World Series, they blew it. Like, yeah, great job. You made it there. No one thought you were going to be there, so congratulations. You still blew it. You should have been in the World Series. You were at home with a lead.
You were up. So I see what you're saying. I wasn't even going to go here, but good point. They were up 2-1 and leading in game four. Yep. That is a joke. I agree with you.
We can go back to the Celtics when they've been in the, you know, Eastern Conference Championships. Shouldn't have been there. They should have gone twice. The LeBron game, whatever, Jeff Green beat you. But sticking with the Patriots here, overall, I think it will be a successful season if they go. So the win total was 9.5. If they win 10 games, successful season. I picked them to win 11 this year.
Okay, but again, you're talking off-season expectation,
yep.
Joe.
Off-season expectation. Now here, home field, you're neck and neck with now Tennessee and the Chiefs. You have Jacksonville on deck, and you can make up for the Miami loss at the end of the year. There's no excuse for the Patriots not to win the AFC East based off where they're at, the games they've won, and quite frankly, I guess, after the expectations, you know, with the coach that they have and the way that they've dominated Buffalo, they should win the AFC East.
So, right. They should, right? We're all going into the game. They're favored. They should win. What if they don't? What if they don't?
So I think that's more realistic, though. Like, you had a rookie quarterback. You were projected to win 10 games. Like, you did everything you should. You had the offseason. You know, you haven't been great at home. That's one thing that concerns me. And then the rookie quarterback. Like, how far? A rookie quarterback's never brought a team to the Super Bowl. It's just never happened.
True.
So it's like the expectation is you won your 10 game. You did everything. They played to their expectations, and it was disappointing.
I've already said, I'm wrong about the offseason Patriots. I was wrong about it. I didn't think they'd be a playoff team. And I guess if they fall out, then we could all agree they really failed. I was wrong about the Patriots in the offseason. That, to me, is done. Offseason expectations are done. I was wrong in the offseason. We all raised the bar. We all raised expectations. Do the Patriots match that bar, or are they going to fail to reach it? If they lose this weekend, they're going to fail to reach it. That's the point I'm driving home. And I don't think they're going to lose, but understand the stakes. If you don't win, you should win. If you don't, those are the stakes. We're a team, we were talking about the road going through Foxborough, the road to the Super Bowl going through Foxborough. Now you're most likely going to open on the road, maybe at Indy, for all we know. I'm sorry, but from a couple of weeks ago, that's a fail. 617-779-0985. We'll get to your Patriots phone calls. Mark in Medford has been waiting very patiently, and he has a topic I actually wanted to get to later on this hour. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, what's up, Jonesy?
Hey.
What's up, Murray?
Hey.
You find it odd that you get two out of the three first-round picks in 2015 on the Bruins, and one is turning into a bust-out in Jake DeBrusk. The other one still didn't even have a full cup of coffee yet with the Bruins, and both of them are asking for trades.
It's embarrassing.
And people are hoping Tuukka Rask come back. What is the freaking problem in the Bruins camp?
Okay, so Tuukka is its own thing. Joe, you're not a Tuukka guy, right? You don't want him back.
No.
Okay, good. So I don't need to beat my head against that wall. Like, I'm well established on that. The Tuukka thing is its own thing. It's maddening, but that's its own thing, right? We were talking about the 2019 draft earlier tonight because A.J. Brown and Deebo Samuel were so excellent on Thursday Night Football last night, and it's like, wow, what if the Patriots have one of those guys instead of N'Keal Harry? And they're both going off. It's like, when Tennessee has the ball, A.J. Brown's making plays. When the Niners have the ball, Deebo Samuel's making plays. And it's like, oh my, it's like the N'Keal Harry thing was right back there in your face, right? Right there for the taking. And this was Joe's observation, and it was a great one. The 2015 draft maybe is even worse for the Bruins. Like, that might be even worse. What was worse? The 2019 draft for the Patriots, missing out on Deebo Samuel, DK Metcalf, AJ Brown, McLaurin, Deontay, like some of these other receivers, or the Bruins in 2015. Like, I think it's the Bruins. It is the Bruins.
It's the Bruins. They were also in the Stanley Cup final and lost.
They whiffed on all three.
Like, imagine if one of those guys could have gave them some sort of secondary scoring.
And right. And like, to say that DeBrusque is a total whiff probably isn't fair to him, but like, looking back on it, all three picks were they've all requested trades. Right? Ty Anderson tweeted this. I didn't realize Zboril had requested a trade.
I didn't either.
But DeBrusque and Sedishin in the last like month have both requested a trade. The whole thing's a disaster. It's a mess. It's a whole mess.
What's with these kids though?
And it's like, if you just didn't take the three guys you took, and the next three picks off the board, you took two forwards and a defenseman. The next three picks off the board were two forwards and a defenseman. If you just went Barzell, Connor, Shabbat, how different are you? How different are you organizationally? It's ridiculous.
It is absolute. It's franchise altering, right?
Even their second round picks that year, it's like, well, they got Carlo in the second round and Lozon. It's like, well, Lozon's not even here anymore, and Carlo's pretty schmeh.
And Joe's
pretty schmeh.
I've gotten over the Charlie McAverich. He was Charlie McAverich early on.
Oh, Charlie McAverich, you said.
He was Charlie McAverich early on.
Yeah.
He had a hell of a run. And I'll tip my hat. He was outstanding the last year or so.
Okay. I feel like there's a butt coming, but
David Pastrnak has been a great player, right?
Mm-hmm.
I worry about those guys going forward.
Is that? I worry about retaining Pastrnak because now you've broken the bank with McAvoy.
That's one thing right there.
And people are like, oh, you got to keep Pastrnak. He's signed forever. Well, he's not. He's signed for another year and a half, and his deal is a hometown discount, and you better believe he's not going to want to take another hometown discount.
Why is he struggling?
Well, I mean, not to give him too many excuses, but he had a pretty serious personal situation off the ice this year.
Okay.
You know, and this is not, it's not like it's unknown. And I forget all the details on it, but they lost a kid, right? So who knows if that's affecting him or not? I would tend to give him some leeway, but if we're just breaking down Pastrnak on the ice, it's not.
But yeah,
it hasn't been up to snuff. It hasn't been.
I didn't know that story, so I'll be sensitive.
Well, I don't think this is an unknown thing. This is something he put out on social media.
So yeah, and again, I don't want to be insensitive or anything.
It's not insensitive to say he's been bad on the ice. There might be mitigating circumstances
as
with him.
As goes, the team goes, and it's definitely, I don't know. The hockey season in general right now is, I mean, we got 26 games, and now it's on hold, and who knows? Everyone's pissed about the Olympics, which I want to get to later.
Do you want to
let's just do it right now. No, Why is everybody complaining about the damn Olympics? It's the Olympics!
Well, who's everyone?
Pastrnak and Charlie McAvoy.
Okay. No, but that's fine. I was just asking. Who's complaining?
Yeah, actually, I wrote that in the email, right?
Yeah.
What's up with that? They're all disappointed. They're all devastated about not playing in the Olympics. Like, dude, you're on the Bruins. Like, you're worried about not going to the Olympics when you don't even know when your team's going to play next.
And I don't think they're really disappointed. I mean, I think ideally would they want to play in it? Sure, but they're
Sidney Crosby, boo-hoo! You can't play in the Olympics!
No, but like, I don't think they're really disappointed. I think they're like, sure, I'd like to represent my country at some point, but like, I think McAvoy's like, I'll get another shot at it. And if I pop a positive in China, I got to quarantine for 5 weeks?
Yeah.
No, thanks. I don't want to go. I don't think the players want to go. I think they're saying it because they know the fans want them to go, but I don't think they're really crying
over
it. Just
real quick, do you like it that the pros go to the Olympics?
Yes.
Okay.
In that sport, I mean, I think it's kind of dumb at this point.
The TJ Oshie thing was great.
I think it's kind of dumb at this point in the NBA. But no, I'm not a hockey guy. I'm just not. But I do like Olympic hockey because there's actual stakes and it's entertaining, and I do like that.
40 years ago was a really, really big thing.
Oh my gosh! I mean, it was on tape delay.
Do you believe in
miracles? Yeah, people were like, shh, don't tell me, I don't want to know. And then I found out somebody told me about it, and then I watched it on tape delay, and they beat the Russians.
Sorry, I'm just not an Olympics guy anymore.
No, it's fine.
No, it's great. Like, you're the fastest guy in the world. Congratulations. It's great.
Oh, so this is a separate Olympic rant. This isn't just about the NHL players. This is a separate Olympic rant. No, the Olympics are wildly over.
I'm actually
You know who the Olympics are for? My wife. That's who the Olympics are for.
You know, Michael Phelps, you're
my mother-in-law. That's who the Olympics are for.
You know what I like about Michael Phelps? He's a great swimmer, and he's got great lungs, and he can take a huge bong rip. And that's cool to me. But, like, I don't care about your swimming
event. No, that should be an Olympic event.
Oh, bong ripping?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
What an event.
Holy smokes. Literally. Holy smokes.
Literally.
That could be the name of it.
Yes.
Wow, who could inhale the biggest bong hit?
I'd watch that.
Gold medal? I am in on that one.
I'd definitely watch that. All kinds of apparatuses.
Yeah.
Who can hold it? Who can hold it in longest on it?
Who can just get the highest?
Great. Great. The THC Olympics. I'm in. I love it. 617-779-0985. Joe Murray. That's like a Shark Tank level idea, I think. Joe Murray with all the latest here in your Hub headlines, and we're right back.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Worse than me. Way worse than me.
Toucher and Rich.
And I don't look good.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah, I mean, I'm obviously frustrated that it's just tough, you know. How I said many times, I don't know, for European players, as growing up as a kid, that's your dream, right, to make it. It's really sad that this is technically the second Olympics in a row that, you know, you're missing as a player. It's like, obviously, nobody's fault, and I never blame anybody. It's just the world we're living in, and it's really unfortunate because, you know, Olympics doesn't happen every single year. So it's really frustrating, sad, but then at the same time, I understand the situation.
So Joe has a big problem with the athletes, the NHL players who are complaining about not going to the Olympics. I don't really think they care. I mean, I think sure, I'd go. I'd go play for my country, sure. I don't think any of them want to go. So I think they're saying that because they know fans want them there. And even I, not Mr. Hockey, it's kind of stinks. Like, for the fans, it'd be great to have Olympic hockey. But for those players, if you pop a positive over there and you get a quarantine for over a month, in China, you know, we're not talking, you know, you're in the Caribbean or something like that. China. So, you know, I understand why the players don't want to go. I think they're being a little disingenuous. That would be my complaint with McAvoy and Pastrnak, among others. We were talking about the Patriots, their game with Buffalo this weekend. 617-779-0985.
You got some calls?
Yeah, we were going to go to them, but sure.
I just took a Rask thing quickly.
Yep.
This is one thing. Billy Jaffe was in the other day, so we asked him. Swayman's on the COVID list.
Yep.
And obviously, if Linus goes down, do they just go to the minors? Or?
Well, I think that's what they've been doing. They called up that kid, Kaiser? What's his name? They've called him up.
Yeah. But do they rush to Rask? Because Cam Neely said on a Zoom call, there have been discussions.
The Rask thing is happening. Of course it's going to happen. It's going to happen. They're going to bring him back. Well, I'm going to hate it, but they're going to bring him back.
But like, can we all like be real for a second? Is anything going to change?
No, of course not. Nothing changed. Nothing's been different without him. They're a little worse.
I'm glad we agree on this.
But the goaltending's been fine.
Yeah.
They missed. Look, I had no problem with Krejci leaving. I wanted them to replace Krejci. They missed that a lot more than they missed Rask. They've been fine in net. They've been more than fine in net.
This isn't me like being a Tuukka hater or anything. It's just.
No, it might be me being a Tuukka hater, but they don't. It's also reality. They don't miss him.
Going to change anything.
No, of course
what
not.
If he's rusty and they lose games because of it?
Yeah, I don't. They're gonna bring him back. I don't get why, but I'm not gonna fight it. It's happening. Like, I know it's happening. Let's go to the phones. Our buddy Tommy is in Lynn. What's up, Tommy?
What's up, guys? Merry Christmas.
Merry.
And happy holidays.
Hey, Tommy. I'm going to the Lynn Parade tonight.
I'm gonna be down the street from my house. Actually, I live right off of Walnut Street, so the parade goes right there.
Walnut. Nice. All right, Walnut. I like that. I got a good little coffee joint over there.
Get over there.
Oh yeah, and I'm gonna bring the Tommy Knows Best Sports Podcast sign, holding it up.
Oh wait, Tommy, you just reminded me. You told me yesterday because you called yesterday when I was on with Tony Maz. You said you emailed me and sent an invite. I do not have one. I don't have an invite for the podcast.
Oh, I sent you an email.
I don't have it. I'm looking at my email right now.
Check
I don't,
your spam folder.
I don't have it. No, it's not my spam folder. I don't have it. Can you DM me or something, right, Tommy? Do me a favor. Do that. Send me some sort of note on Twitter about it.
Yes. But anyways, the Patriots, they got to play really good this week. Mac got to throw the ball. And I'm kind of nervous because it could be a field goal type of game. 27-24. That's what I'm going to call it right there. What do you think, Joe?
Yeah, Joe.
Sounds like a high total.
Oh, so you're saying 40s. if you like that kind of game, you should take the over? What is the over-under this week?
Well, I will tell you, Jones, that last week it was 45.
I don't care about last week.
And it landed on 44.
It's 43.5 this week.
Oh, okay. So I had the over last week.
That's what I see. I mean, I'm not the professional, you know, capper over here, but that's what I see.
I mean,
on a website, I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, called ESPN.com. That's
listen, they're not always accurate. Okay. I've learned that.
That's what I mean. This is why people don't listen to me on this sort of stuff. They listen to you.
For the people who love the trends, because I know there are some people who love trends, the over generally in this matchup has hit. Obviously, we had the slow game last week.
But yeah, colossal under a few weeks ago, but yeah.
When the Buffalo Bills are an underdog, mm-hmm. their last five games, the over is 5-0. When they're a road underdog 5-0, underdog in general, the over is 7-0.
Well, you know, nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills. It's my bourbon.
You know what? Bourbon got a raw deal. I'm a big Berman guy.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
There was no Schwamm. Nobody
he didn't
was
get a raw deal.
Nobody was doing Schwamm before Schwammy.
Yeah,
nobody was doing it.
No, I'm not besmirching the man's career.
And
I'm
the Raiders.
I'm just saying, it was time.
Well, yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Stumbling, bumbling.
What do you mean he gets a raw deal? The guy was on TV for like 40 years. He gets a raw deal.
You see that warranty commercial?
No, he should. Even those are questionable at this point in time. No, the man didn't get a raw deal.
You ever see The Longest Yard? He was the play-by-play announcer in that with an inmate.
I don't think I saw the Adam Sandler Longest Yard. I don't think I saw that. No.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That was like one of the greatest.
No, I know. It's like some cinematic classic. I missed out
it was,
on it.
Damn it.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
No, it was a cinematic classic.
I didn't see it. I'm sorry. No, I didn't.
Adam Sandler played the quarterback. He point shaved games.
Was JTT in it?
He was not, okay. But Bill Goldberg was in it. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, nice.
Nelly was a running back. Michael Irvin. He was a Hall of Famer in football, but he played basketball and football in this movie.
Okay. I'll have to check it out. I'll add it to my
queue. Courtney Cox from Friends, remember her?
I do.
That was his girlfriend.
I'll add it to my queue because I'm working today, Joe. Stupid. I'm the only full-timer working today, just about. But I do have some time off coming up.
Chris Rock.
So I'll make sure I watch. Oh, Chris Rock in it too. Lovely.
He's in it.
I have to catch up on a number of the classics.
I mean, I think, Jones, I'm going to tell you. I think you should watch the remake of The Longest Yard.
I've been meaning to watch Casablanca and the Longest Yard. I was going to catch up on those. So I'll watch them back to back. 617-779-0985. Joe Murray's here. So obviously he's all hot and bothered about something. Let's get to Murray's musings next.
The Dave McGillivray Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGillivrayFoundation.org for more information.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for?
Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Talking about the game is no game.
You are listening. You are enjoying the talk.
Toucher and Rich.
That's wordplay, my friends.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, Kowloon, oh, Kowloon. What is this talk about you closing soon? Oh, Kowloon, oh, Kowloon. What is this talk about you closing soon? My favorite restaurant. Wrestlers and Andy Wong. Oh, Kowloon, oh, Kowloon. What is this talk about you closing soon?
You want a random take? Murray's got all sorts on stuff in the world unrelated to sports. So sit back, relax, and get your mind in the game and listen to the words of a grown man complaining.
All right, well, it's Murray's Musings here on a Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas to you, not Merry Christmas.
Fred and Rich will let you do this?
Once. They just let it roll. They laughed at me the whole entire time. They were like, wow, you have your own segment? Mm-hmm. And I said, yes.
And they don't let you do it
and
anymore.
And they were like, well, when do you do it? And I go, well, when it's either my own show or on the Adam Jones show.
Hmm. Yeah, where I don't let people ask questions. I just give them entire segments to themselves. But sure, okay, yeah.
Jones, I have to admit, I do get my own segment on your show. And you know what? I guess this is my own segment right now.
Yeah.
For those who don't know Murray's Music, I've worked here 10 years, Jones.
Wow.
It's been a long time. And I've been known to just things bother me, and I freak out. I do. I have freakouts.
It's okay.
I just almost freaked out a minute ago about, you know, bums and sports.
Yeah, it's a good place. It's a good place for it. It's a healthy place to freak out.
All right, so
it's a safe space.
Yeah, Jones has been all over the radio dial lately. He has a show at night that has his name on it, but he doesn't really work it a lot. That's why he's here today.
It's true.
On Christmas Eve. But
I'm here today because I screwed up my summer vacation time. It took too many days, and I was like, oh, crap, I don't have enough to take Christmas Eve off. That's why I'm here today.
Well, yesterday, I work a civilian job. You know, I'm a 9-to-5-er. I punch in, and I just happened not to work yesterday. So yesterday, I left here. I did some errands. You know, you got to go around. You got to just, you know.
Last-minute shopping?
A bunch of things.
Okay.
And I got a haircut.
Nice.
Yeah, my buddy.
Noticed that. I meant to compliment you on that.
Thank you.
It's looking good.
Well, I do television now, so yep. You know, I can't have the 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah, keep it high and tight.
So my buddy Kevin over at Tensor Lounge, go check that out in Winchester. Not far from you in Charlestown. If you need a guy, I got a guy.
Maybe.
It's more than like the Medford line.
Yeah, I mean, I don't leave Charlestown currently to get my haircut, but sure, if I'm in that area, it sounds great.
I know a guy. It sounds great. Needs it. I tweeted it out, so if you need that. So I did that yesterday, and then like this massive traffic situation happened in the area. There was a car on fire in the morning yesterday.
Okay. Well, that sounds not great.
So that kind of, and I don't know, did everybody leave for the holidays yesterday? Is that, because today it's pretty dead. I mean, at least it was dead at 4:30 and 5 o'clock in the morning.
It's quiet out there.
The phone's been quiet today. Twitter's been quiet. So is anyone listening? I don't know.
How dare you? Don't pull back that curtain.
All right. Well,
what are you saying? We're getting no traction? Is that, how dare you?
Just quickly. So I wanted to get in the spirit a little more this year.
Uh-huh.
So I wanted to get eggnog.
Nice.
I wanted to do actual apple cider because there's a lot of Down East cider at my house. So non-alcoholic. And I had to do some other grocery stuff. I went to 4 different places yesterday for heavy cream.
Okay.
Now, I like to make an omelet every once in a while in the morning.
Sure.
I put heavy cream.
A little heavy cream in there.
I'll put Miller heavy cream.
Okay.
Mix it up with my eggs and do that. I can't find heavy cream anywhere. There was half and half. There was light cream. I could not find eggnog I went to four different places from Winchester to PBD.
Is it supply chain issues or is it just people buying them all up? I wonder, or some combination thereof. There's some supply chain issues.
Is there a T-shirt?
Not
sale
enough
going
eggs.
On that
forget
sites?
The nog. I mean, there's not enough of it. So you know, people have bought it all up. The little limited supply that there. It could be a bottleneck issue. Could be a supply chain issue. Could be.
But like probably heavy is. Cream.
What do you? I don't know.
Eggnog?
Yeah, it's probably. I think it's floating off the coast of L.A. right now.
So it's funny.
We're waiting for all the cows off the coast of L.A. to milk them, and then get that heavy cream and get it into the grocery store. Yeah, it's bottleneck. What do you want?
So then I live near a couple of places that we call them bodegas, where you just kind of walk in, you don't know what they sell.
Sure.
You're like, you know, well, there's a place I go to that when I need something, it's there.
Mm-hmm. No dice.
Gave it a shot yesterday. They had light cream. They had the half and half.
No heavy cream.
And there was a space missing.
Yeah, so people are buying it out.
And I go, bro, this is my bodega. Where's the heavy cream? Oh, he sold out. I'm like, you don't have any in the back or anything like that? No. So now I have to, today, leave here.
Where are you going to go?
Go to the butcher's first because I got to pick up my prime rib.
Okay.
At J&B. My guys, Bobby, say what's up over to him.
This is our second plug of the segment. Yeah.
Nick Jamelli gave me that. And then I got to go find heavy cream. Now, all jokes aside, everybody, where am I going to find some heavy cream on the way home?
If you've seen eggnog at a grocery store anywhere in the greater Boston area, preferably the North Shore, 617-779-0985. Have you seen eggnog? Have you seen heavy cream? Where is it?
And cider. I need it all in one.
Now, where exactly is it and what exactly is going on? Is it a bottleneck supply chain issue? That's what I want to know. I've already warned my kid, you know, if Santa doesn't make a visit, that's what's going on. Supply chain. Santa's elves, it's a whole issue. It's a whole thing.
I'm having it.
Prepare for no toys because, again, they're all floating off the coast of L.A.
And I've been told today that after 2 o'clock, the world is ending. Like, nothing's open anymore. Like, if you don't get things done by 2 o'clock
today, you better find out an eggnog destination.
And I'm going to tell you right now, guys, you got to get a card for the lady.
Okay.
Jones.
A Christmas card?
See, you're already rolling your eyes.
Not only am I rolling my eyes, I'm giving you the most disdainful look ever.
Do you exchange gifts with your wife?
Of course, but I'm not getting her a card. It's not her birthday. It's not Valentine's Day. I'm not getting a Christmas card. I have to get her a Christmas card now?
See, Jones, this is where I'm going with it. Just go get the card.
No. I've never gotten her a card. I'm not going to start now. She's never said anything about it. If I didn't get her a Valentine's Day card, I hope to God she's not listening and getting ideas.
Like, hey,
not buying her a Christmas card.
Be like, hey, are you okay that I don't get you a card?
No, I'm not going to ask that. Because then I'll have to start doing it. No. I'm not doing that.
The card is important.
It's like
everybody.
Christmas is one of the days where I don't. Of course we exchange gifts. I'm not going to get her a card on top of it.
A nice note.
Like, you mean like a little note on the card? Like,
yeah.
It's two cat?
Yeah, like.
Yeah, I put that on there. I'm not getting her an actual card.
I think a card.
No.
Listen.
No.
I have a problem where I got a gift that's not here yet. And it's already been told. It's all good. All good, baby.
I'll call Cordell before I start getting Christmas cards.
I need something to open on Christmas Day. And damn it, it's going to be a card. And it's going to have a great message.
The Dave McGilvery Finished Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.